Sagala, Wish You Well, and Ryan Blythe before that with Razor Glass. It is Cheshire's Salt 106.9, 10 past 11, Thursday, the 29th of August. The reason I'm telling you that is because it's the last Thursday of the month, which means that Nicola is with us from Thorny Cross Solicitors. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks, yes.
Good, good, good. All set, raring to go for the questions?
Of course.
Okay, let's do the first one then. Okay. I'm an office manager and one member of the team works part-time for 3 days a week between Tuesday to Thursday. On Monday, it was a bank holiday, so the business was closed and this particular team member wouldn't work on a Monday anyway. However, she said it's unfair because other employees who didn't have to work on Monday are getting more holiday entitlement. How do bank holidays work for part-time staff?
Okay, so, you know, we do get lots of inquiries like this and you know, it can appear confusing on the face of it. But I think it's important to remember the starting point that there isn't any automatic entitlement to bank holidays. It all really depends on what the written employment contract says or what the working practices of the business are. So assuming that this company does offer the minimum 28-day holiday entitlement for full-time workers and that bank holidays are included in this entitlement, then because the employee works for 3 days a week, then they're going to be entitled to 60% of that full-time entitlement. So we're talking 16 or 17 days there. And from this entitlement, they would then be entitled to bank holidays, which fall on days they normally work. But of course, this can result in unfairness for those who don't work on Mondays, which is when, you know, most of the bank holidays fall. And the law isn't particularly clear on this point, but what the general view is considered to be is that the easiest way to achieve the fairness in this situation is to give part-time workers a pro rata entitlement to bank holidays, regardless of what day they fall on, because then it's fair across the board. But as I say, it's not a clear-cut situation, so we would need to review the employment contract or the company's practices there to advise this person more specifically.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one, isn't it? Because logically, it makes sense if you don't work a Monday, you wouldn't be entitled to a Monday off.
Yes.
But obviously, you know, well, this is why we have solicitors. Because things are never simple.
It's never clear-cut.
We've got any more questions for Nicola, do get in touch with us. Send us an email. As much detail as you can get. It's studio@salt1069.com, of course. We'll get to question two after this.